enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Yeah, it is Joe McKenzie on Radio Now, and gotta give a shout out to Jon Snow in the building. What up, John?
Hello.
You guys seen Liv the Web Girl this morning? I've been looking all over for her. Can't find her. Liv dressed up today. Would you say, McKenzie, she also looks like with that apple, like a Disney character?
Well, you look like an enticing, like, evil person that's trying to give Snow White that apple. Like the
I'm eating an apple.
And she has black hair.
Yeah, and like if you were to look at me first glance, you might not know what I am. I might have to tell you.
All right, well, hey, I think it's kind of cool you dressed up. McKenzie and I had a great idea. It's just Amazon couldn't deliver in time.
I know. I feel so lame because I always go all out every single year. This is the first I have it. Maybe I will later today, but
next
we're
kind of
lame mode this year.
Yeah, well, it happens. I mean, hey, we're not perfect. Next year we'll definitely do. Maybe I think a group theme would be the way to go. I think everybody doing it will be dope. But that voice you hear, McKenzie. We also got Porkchop in the building. Let's start with you, though, McKenzie. How was your day yesterday?
It was insane. I feel like I haven't stopped. I haven't slept. I've done nothing but go. But we had a big meeting here. Then I had a two-hour meeting after that, and then I picked up my little Lulu, and then took her to babysitter, and then we went, or I did Live After Five, a networking event, and then picked her up, did the homework, went to bed, and I'm back.
All right, well, that sounds like...
I'm really looking forward to this weekend to chill, and I'm going to Miami next weekend, and I'm counting down the hours.
Dang, it's a little bit warmer in Miami. Okay.
Heck yes.
What about you, Chops? How was your day yesterday?
It was good. So when I got out of work yesterday, I wanted to go pick up my boyfriend, and we were going to go to the hospital, but because, you know, his mom had surgery yesterday for pancreatic cancer.
Did it go okay?
Turns out... she got out of the surgery early, so we never got to go to the hospital to see her. But also turns out she was misdiagnosed and does not have cancer.
Yay!
That's fantastic news ever.
So, yeah, she got to the hospital super early this morning.
Wow.
One doctor is like, yep, definitely you've got the cancer. Here's what we're going to do. She saw a second doctor that, like, explained the surgery more. And then the surgeon was like, yep, here's what we're going to do. Here's what's going to happen. So he opened her up, looked at the pancreas, and was like, there's no tumor.
That is amazing.
Right?
Did everyone start crying?
Probably.
That's
I wasn't there, but probably.
I'm knocking on wood. That always goes to show. Always get second, third opinions. That's incredible.
So they sewed her up, and she's on her way home.
Aww, wow. I love to hear that.
I'm not officially sure with all, but I know pancreatic cancer, if not the worst, is one of the worst cancers you can get as far as survival rates.
That's how we lost Patrick Swayze, I believe.
And yeah, and I believe Alex Trebek, who is getting worse, he has that as well.
Yeah, it's been a traumatic 2 months for their family because that's when she was diagnosed, was 2 months ago.
Wow, this isn't what a life changer too to think that you have possible that your days are coming to an end and then you get this new lease on life.
I feel like I'm in a Tim McGraw song, "Live Like You Were Dying."
We should all take this as a lesson.
No, for sure. Value and appreciate the things
that
are there.
Oh, I have a lot of stuff I'm changing, especially November 1st. I love the first of the month. I always
have new goals. Wake up.
Big stuff ahead.
All right. Okay, cool. And Liv the Web Girl, if you're done eating your apple, what do you got going on from yesterday?
Oh, yesterday was a pretty busy day. I had my second job, and I was there all day. We had 25 new girls try out a class, so there was just, a lot to do. Yeah, they're from, a local college by, around where Cycle Bar is located. So it was just super, super busy, and then I just had to do, some errands after that.
I had an awkward situation yesterday, which I tried to explain myself, but it didn't really seem to matter. And that was that I was walking my dogs, and for whatever reason, they went to the bathroom, which is fine. I have like little dog
bags. At the same time?
Well, no. I mean, sometimes they'll mark the same spot, but they were going number two, and they already both went. So they both went. I used two bags. Like that, you know, they along a 2 or 3 mile walk, they went a lot. But they went again, and that's when I realized I was out of dog bags. And that wouldn't be a terrible thing because I could always come back and pick it up. But the person was home at the time.
No, of course.
In their front yard.
No, that's the worst feeling.
And we make eye contact, and I'm like, I don't have any bags.
I could totally see you flailing your hands like, no bags! No bags!
They look at me, and they are mad as hell. It's this lady, so I think a guy would have said something. She didn't say anything, but I ended up, after we were done, like 30 minutes later, I got home, put them like in their cages real quick in their kennels. I went back to that house and
scooped
it up.
Did you find the duty?
Yeah, it was right by the sidewalk. So
hard to miss.
It was kind of hard to miss.
You know what you should have done? You should have kicked it to the other side of the sidewalk.
Like, oh, we're good here. Don't worry.
Of course, they're like right there. That's the
word. Don't worry, no problem. And I know I shouldn't. This takes away from the whole thing of it, but I got to tell you guys, I really hope I can keep this going to be the positive mindset. Because Mackenzie, you have that, and I'm sure you built it, but it almost seems natural for you. For me, I'm always pessimistic and negative because that's just kind of how my life was, and I'm trying to change that. I'm patting myself on the back when I shouldn't, but I feel so good that I did everything yesterday. Since I've been really feel like it's only been like a week or so, but I've been really a better husband than I have been in years, just from simple stuff of helping around the house. Like I had dinner ready last night when my wife got home.
Oh, was she so excited? Like
yes.
Seeing that smile on her face.
Yes.
She's probably like, Joe.
It actually, I found out. I guess like doing my responsibilities kind of gets my wife excited.
Yeah.
She's like, hey. I'm like, oh no, my back hurts. but when it gets better, rain check.
Rain check. Oh, so, that's awesome.
So it's cool. So that's kind of my day yesterday.
I'm going to make someone else smile, my little Lulu. I have no food, and I had no time to go to the grocery store on the way home from our event, and it was late, but I stopped at Subway, so she's going to have Subway for lunch at school. She's going to be pumped.
Baller! What is she taking to school?
Huh?
What is she taking? Like, what sandwich?
Oh, she's simple. She just likes a 6-inch ham and cheese on wheat. I got her the chips, the cookie, the squeezy applesauce, fun drink, the whole shebang bang. So she's going to be like, yeah.
I could go for a meatball right now, like a foot long. Just yeah, meaty. All right. Well, hey, that was our day yesterday. Mackenzie, what's coming up this morning in the tea?
Ooh, brand spanking new M&M for you. Get excited. Plus, Amelia Clark reveals whose Starbucks cup that was on set of Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah. That thing looked really out of place.
It's time to spill the tea with Mackenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
I'm gonna spill it. Happy Halloween. It is time to spill the tea. Starting with Taylor Swift. She is talking about how, just like the rest of us ladies, unfortunately, early in her career especially, that she was shamed for being a little too sexy.
You know, when I was like 23 and people were just like kind of reducing me to kind of making slideshows of like my dating life and putting people in there that I'd sat next to at a party once. And it's in a way, it's figuring out how to completely minimize by taking something that everyone in their darkest, darkest moments loves to do, which is to slut shame.
Oh, T-Swift. I just think she's so sophisticated and classy. I hate that people did that. But all, you know, and it is interesting if she's ever with someone or just even sitting next to someone, they were like, that's her new man. So it's got to get old. But
yeah, I can't believe she's still with the same guy for this long. Like, is this a record? No, I'm being serious. I'm not trying to shame anything. It's like, how long has she been with this dude?
I feel like they've kept it kind of on the DL, and I feel like it's working.
Maybe that's why it's actually lasted so long.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh. Okay, this is so exciting, you guys. Eminem has a new collaboration with Joyner Lucas, and it has leaked. We have it for you now. Just a little snippet. It's called What If I Was Gay.
Yeah, what if I told you I'm out of place? Wait. What if I told you that I was gay?
What if I'm a hypocrite who's afraid to just face truth? Wait. What if I told you I'm gay too?
Okay, that was Watermark. Sorry if that sounded a little weird, but yeah, we wanted to give it to you so you could hear it.
It's like Producer Pork Chop exclusive. Producer Pork Chop exclusive.
I'm excited. What do you guys think of some new stuff from Eminem?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I'm the biggest Eminem fan. Like, I'm from Michigan originally.
Yeah.
I want the old Eminem back. I don't know. I just...
You think he's changed?
Well, it's just, I don't know. I haven't really been blown away with anything. Not okay. Like I'm a rap expert or anything. It's just like what I like is what I like.
Yeah.
And I haven't really loved, I don't hate it, but it's, I don't know. I want old Eminem back. I want, hi, my name is
what?
My name is
what?
Woo, my name is.
You know, he is like Benjamin Button, though, I swear. He ages backwards. He looks younger now than he did before. So you know who else does? Emilia Clarke, Game of Thrones. She's finally revealing who was responsible for that Starbucks coffee cup that famously appeared during scenes of Game of Thrones that set everyone on fire.
Well, okay, so here's the truth. We had like a party before the Emmys recently, and Conleth, who plays Varys, who's sitting next to me in that scene, he pulls me aside and he's like, Mila, I've got to tell you something, love. The coffee cup was mine.
He admitted
it was his. It was Conleth's coffee cup. He said so. He's like, I think it was. I'm sorry, darling. I didn't want to say anything because it seemed, you know, the heat was very much on you. And I was like, what? I think that's who did it.
That's a whole group of people, though. Like, people don't realize this. Like, there's people, their whole job is to make sure, whether it's a TV show, movie, whatever it is, that if they're reshooting a scene or anything they're doing, that it looks right.
The continuity. Actually, my buddy Cody out in LA, he works on the set of Modern Family, and that's his job. He does props. He makes sure that everything's perfect. He loves it, but he was like, I can't believe that happened. How could that happen? I know exactly what happened. Someone did a last minute hair makeup tweak or something and left it there. So that's so cool. And lastly, here, Rob Lowe is talking about how he got some advice at the gym back in the day from Sylvester Stallone.
We used to work out at the same gym in the 80s. Uh-huh. And he was training for Rambo, the second one. Remember when he got just yoked?
Yeah, huge.
Huge.
Yeah.
And he would give great advice. He was like,
hey, you know, listen, you, all you got to worry about is your abs and your biceps. Because that's all everybody looks at.
It's true, though, guy, right? Am I right?
That's a pretty good Stallone impression right there.
Rob Lowe, so sexy.
Mackenzie with the T here on Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now. Liv's going to explain this a little bit more, but why are you trying to make candy deals this morning, or what are you doing here?
I just think with Halloween, it's very important to know kind of the candy exchange rate, because I do believe there is one.
Okay.
Candy wars.
Candy wars. Candy wars. We will do that next here on Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began
Happy
to rise.
Halloween!
And suddenly,
Happy Halloween!
To my surprise, he did the monster.
It is Joe Mackenzie here on Radio Now. I mean, everybody loves Christmas music, and I can't wait to start playing that, but I do like Halloween songs, you know? And
yeah, we only get a day of them, typically. So it's fun.
And by the way, Song of the Day, which is coming up in about 20 minutes, we do it at 6:55, 5:55 Central. That'll be your chance. We all got some songs today we think is the best Halloween song. I know mine's the best, so I can't wait to win with that. But
mine is a classic. I don't know.
Mine is, too. Mine is really, really good. We will do that coming up in less than 20 minutes here on Radio Now. Liv the Web Girl, you want to have a war? Is that what you want?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, well, let's go. No, you brought up something kind of interesting. It reminds me of like being like a kid in school, but what are we going to talk about?
I think that there is a definite exchange rate as far as candy goes with Halloween candy. So after like me and all my sisters and all my friends would go trick-or-treating, we'd obviously dump out all of our candy and we would start the exchange. Like, I'll take this many, you know, Laffy Taffys for... and you can have my Reese's or whatever it was.
So I get it. Like, I'll trade you 3 Laffy Taffys for your Reese's peanut butter
yes,
cup.
Yes, exactly. And so I think that there is like a definitive kind of exchange rate. Like, I don't think that a piece of Hubba Bubba bubble gum is worth the price of a Reese's. Like,
oh, no.
I think
Hubba
no.
Bubba is so fun to say.
I know.
Hubba Bubba? Bubba. I'll take 6 of your Hubba Bubbas.
Give me a Hubba Bubba.
But yeah,
Bubba.
So I definitely think that like a Reese's is definitely worth at least 2 Hubba Bubbas. But then at the same time, I think like a Twizzlers, I think is also equivalent to maybe 2 Reese's.
Ooh.
Or a Twix.
Which what about one? A Kit Kat? Where does that fall in the mix?
Oh, Kit Kat's above both of those.
No. Creme de la creme?
This is how we kind of start to establish our baseline. For example, I think candy corn is below Hubba Bubba Gum.
Oh, gosh.
Candy corn is the lowest form of Halloween candy.
No one even gives out candy corn. Candy corn's trash.
It is.
Lulu, this is literally what she does. My little girl, she's 9. She will go trick-or-treating tonight. She's a huge bag. She gets home, dumps out the loot, separates the good candy from what she calls the garbage candy.
So what is in her garbage candy pile? Because then we can kind of figure out the value.
Dum-dums.
Oh, I love dum-dums.
Dum-dums are not. No, see, dum-dums to me are above Hubba Bubba and candy corn.
It's like,
I agree.
No way. Dum-dums are compared to a blow pop.
Well,
okay,
for sure,
no.
blow pop above a dum dum.
Yeah,
for
I
sure.
think a blow pop is equivalent to 2 dum dums. Like if I'm treating
yes.
someone,
yeah, I do that.
I want 2 dum dums for a blow pop.
Definitely, milk duds are down.
What? Milk duds are my favorite candy of
no,
all time.
Okay, milk duds are definitely one of the lower tier values.
Tootsie roll is
a
garbage candy.
What? No.
Tootsie roll.
Okay, I would put Tootsie roll above a dum dum between
Tootsie roll.
Yes, and they have different flavors of Tootsie Rolls. Oh,
ew.
My gosh,
your
they're so good.
Your dentist must hate you both. Hey, like, milk duds and Tootsie Rolls are the worst for your teeth.
We're not talking about what is my dentist going to approve. Oh, an apple. That's above everything. No.
But I'm saying you get, like, a Kit Kat compared to, like, a jank, like, Tootsie Roll.
I would take milk duds for a Kit Kat. I would take milk duds for a Kit Kat any day.
Oh,
of the
trade.
I would trade that like
I
nobody's
will trade
business.
You.
But no. I love Tootsie Rolls, but I do believe you need to have a good amount of Tootsie Rolls if you're going to try to trade that for something like a Twix or a Butterfinger.
It depends if, it depends if it's the short little mini ones or like the long.
What are those taffies called that are wrapped and they're like black and then they're orange and they have something in the middle?
Oh, I know
and
what
they're
you're
like
talking about,
caramel
but
colored, but they're like Tootsie Roll consistency.
People are worried about kids getting heroin in their candy this year. I'd be more worried about them getting that candy in their bag. That's the real
it's
thing
like,
to check
what
for.
Is the, I always find those. I'm like, I've seen this for years. I don't know what they are.
So what do you guys think? Do you guys think more of like the fruity candies, like the sweet tarts, the Smarties,
Starburst.
The Sour Patch,
let's do this. Let's flip it. We did the bottom. Let's establish our hierarchy. I would say the number one Halloween candy, we all agree, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
I wouldn't agree on that.
Unless you're allergic to peanuts.
Yeah, I'll agree to that.
Why would you not agree on that, pork chop?
Just because it's not my favorite. Like, I would pick, like, a Kit Kat or
Kit Kat.
A Twix.
Right. I think that's an on-level playing ground. Kit Kat, Reese's Peanut Butter
Cup. No, Reese's is the king of Halloween.
I think that they're just equal. But I think also, too, on that list is a small package of Swedish Fish.
Ooh,
the mini package of Sour Patch Kids. And I think the double package of Starburst. I think those are all on the same playing field as a Twix, a Reese's,
no
a
way.
Butterfinger.
Swedish Fish, other ones I agree. Swedish Fish is like one rung below. They're good, but they're not that good.
I would say Sweet Tarts and Smarties are one row below. Don't you guys think?
Blow
yeah,
pop
yeah.
And a blow pop.
Yeah, those are all the same level.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I love something unique and different in my bag. So if someone gave me something like a Swedish Fish, I'd be like, oh, that's different. Like, because it's not your usual.
Yes, I love that. My mom gives out Swedish Fish and Sour Patch Kids. And I always hope that, like, when I was in high school, I was like, I hope there's no trick-or-treater so I can have all of this.
Ooh, I got, like, white chocolate Kit Kats to give out one year. And I'm like, I hope no one picks these because they're so delicious.
That is fancy.
All right. Well, hey, if they put in my bag this year a can of beer, that will be the highest valued item out there.
Or a bottle of wine. Fine, we're it.
Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. Well, the Nationals, they beat the Astros 6-2 to win the World Series last night in game number 7.
Here they are, one strike away, one out away. 3-2. Here it is! The Washington Nationals are world champions for the first time in franchise history.
I feel like I have to take the blame for the loss. I tried to stay up and watch it. You know, we have to go to bed like when the sun goes down. And I stayed up till the 6th inning. That's when they were leading 2-0. And in the 7th inning, the Nationals busted the game open and took the lead.
So you
and,
went to bed like, oh, we got this.
Well, I didn't. Optimistically, yes. But, I mean, you never know. These are two amazing teams. But Nationals, this is kind of interesting, a little fun fact. They become the first team to win the World Series with 4 road victories. Because the home team never won.
Interesting. Yeah. So they made history.
That's history. Yeah. Wow. Not the history you want to be on this side, but still, hey, heck of a season, Astros. You definitely can hang your head up high right there.
Absolutely.
Something to be proud of. This is something as a dog owner, but just in general, if you care about animals, you're like, oh my God, I'm glad there's a happy ending to this. A dog was hit by a car in New York, and then, hold on, it went on a 45-minute ride while being wedged between the broken bumper and the grill.
If you saw this little face, it was on the news, it's been all over the place, and I'm like, oh my gosh, just a little face peering out.
The driver knew she hit something and noticed the car was damaged, but she didn't see the dog. She got out, looked like, oh, what did I hit? But did not see the dog inside the bumper. She drove another 15 miles before hearing noises and stopped to check what she hit. The woman called the police after finding the dog stuck inside the grill. The dog did suffer a fractured elbow, but it's expected to be fine. Here's police talking about it.
She stopped, as well as some other motorists, checked her vehicle, realized there was some damage to the front, but didn't realize that she had struck the dog. One of our officers, Officer Andrew DeRizio, was able to free the dog from the car by pressing down the scoop and allowing the dog to come out.
Oh, man. I don't know if you guys ever hit anything, not a dog necessarily, but like I've hit a couple of squirrels before. I hit a deer once, and it is the worst feeling in the world. Like, oh, no.
I always talk to them like if I'm driving and there's a cute little chipmunk, I'm like, go, go. No. Don't go on the road. Like I'm like trying to swerve around it.
Yeah, that's like the one thing you're not supposed to do, but I think that's a human reaction. Like, you know, I don't want to kill the animal.
Right.
I almost ran over a trash panda this morning. The thing was just standing there like, hey, what up? I'm like, get out of the way, raccoon. Get out of the way.
Rabies.
I don't want that today. And finally, this is awkward, and I don't know how you fix this situation, but it'd be funny if it couldn't end up resulting in somebody getting hurt. Middle school accidentally printed a sex hotline number on their student ID cards. Two digits got transposed on the intended phone number. Students who tried to call in to talk about mental health issues instead heard this message.
Hard to believe, right? At first glance, it appears to be some kind of practical joke, but instead, it appears to be a simple mistake. When Emily Lavelle and her friends got bored yesterday and decided to see what would happen if they called the suicide hotline number listed on the back of their school ID, this is what happened.
Hey there, hot stuff. I've been waiting for your call.
You heard right.
That is, like, not good. Yeah, one parent posted about the phone number on social media, then it went viral. The school district replied saying, the middle school administrators will be collecting all student IDs and will be printing new student IDs and distributing them to our students. We are very sorry for this error, and we are working hard to correct it. Now, part of me is like, ha, 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 that, like, what a mix up, how embarrassing.
What
but
happened?
I
one
feel
digit?
Bad. Yeah, the numbers got mixed up, like transposed. Okay. So it was like the right number is just in the wrong order. And hopefully no student, I mean, we didn't hear about anything that hurt themselves, but imagine if the kid actually reaches out, needs help in that time of need, and it's not even the right number. You know what
right.
I mean? Like, what do you do?
You would hope it, like, switched their gears and I don't know.
Yeah,
I
but mean, it's like, whoa, okay, I'm awake now.
How
but
does that happen, though? That is wild.
It's just checking. That. I'd be the guy that would do that. Like, my job, like, Joe, your job is to put the number on the school ID
cards. You have one job, Joe.
And I'm like, and then it's like, Joe, how'd that number get on there? I'm like, I don't know. Anyways, okay. That is Joe's Need to Know News. You can check out all of these stories, by the way, at joeandmckenzie.com.
It's time to spill the tea with McKenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
I'm gonna spill it. Happy Halloween. It is time to spill the tea. Starting with Taylor Swift. She is talking about how, just like the rest of us, ladies, unfortunately, early in her career especially, that she was shamed for being a little too sexy.
You know, when I was like 23 and people were just like kind of reducing me to kind of making slideshows of like my dating life and putting people in there that I'd sat next to at a party once. And it's in a way, it's figuring out how to completely minimize by taking something that everyone in their darkest, darkest moments loves to do, which is to slut shame.
Ah, tea Swift. I just think she's so sophisticated and classy. I hate that people did that. But all, you know, and it is interesting if she's ever with someone or just even sitting next to someone, they were like, that's her new man. So it's got to get old. But
yeah, I can't believe she's still with the same guy for this long. Like, is this a record? No, I'm being serious. I'm not trying to shame anything. It's like, how long has she been with this dude?
I feel like they've kept it kind of on the DL, and I feel like it's working.
Maybe that's why it's actually lasted so long.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh. Okay, this is so exciting, you guys. Eminem has a new collaboration with Joyner Lucas, and it has leaked. We have it for you now. Just a little snippet. It's called What If I Was Gay.
Yeah, what if I told you I'm out of place? Wait, what if I told you that I was gay? What if I'm a hypocrite who's afraid to just face truth? Wait, what if I told you I'm gay too?
Okay, that was Watermark. Sorry if that sounded a little weird, but yeah, we wanted to give it to you so you could hear it.
It's like Producer Pork Chop exclusive. Producer Pork Chop exclusive.
I'm excited. What do you guys think of some new stuff from Eminem?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I'm the biggest Eminem fan. Like, I'm from Michigan originally.
Yeah.
And I want the old Eminem back. I don't know.
You think he's changed?
Well, it's just, I don't know. I haven't really been blown away with anything. Not like I'm a rap expert or anything. It's just like what I like is what I like.
Yeah.
And I haven't really loved, I don't hate it, but it's, I don't know. I want old Eminem back. I want, hi, my name is
what?
My name is
what?
Who? My name is.
You know, he is like Benjamin Button, though, I swear. He ages backwards. He looks younger now than he did before. So you know who else does? Emilia Clarke, Game of Thrones. She's finally revealing who was responsible for that Starbucks coffee cup that famously appeared during scenes of Game of Thrones that set everyone on fire.
Well, okay, so here's the truth. We had like a party before the Emmys recently, and Conleth, who plays Varys, who's sitting next to me in that scene, he pulls me aside and he's like, Mila, I've got to tell you something, love. The coffee cup was mine.
He admitted
it was his. It was Conleth's coffee cup. He said so. He's like, I think it was. I'm sorry, darling. I didn't want to say anything because it seemed, you know, the heat was very much on you. And I was like, what? I think that's who did it.
That's a whole group of people, though. Like, people don't realize this. Like, there's people, their whole job is to make sure, whether it's a TV show, movie, whatever it is, that if they're reshooting a scene or anything they're doing, that it looks right.
The continuity. Actually, my buddy Cody out in LA, he works on the set of Modern Family, and that's his job. He does props. He makes sure that everything's perfect. He loves it, but he was like, I can't believe that happened. How could that happen? I know exactly what happened. Someone did a last minute hair makeup tweak or something and left it there. So that's so cool. And lastly, here, Rob Lowe is talking about how he got some advice at the gym back in the day from Sylvester Stallone.
We used to work out at the same gym in the 80s. Uh-huh. He was training for Rambo, the second one. Remember when he got just yoked?
Yeah, huge.
Huge.
Yeah.
And he would give great advice. He was like,
hey, you know, listen, you, all you got to worry about is your abs and your biceps. Because that's all everybody looks at.
It's true, though, guy, right? Am I right?
That's a pretty good Stallone impression right there.
Rob Lowe, so sexy.
Mackenzie with the T here on Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now. So this woman is suing for $30,000. Why? Because a waiter spilled wine on her expensive purse. Is that a bit of an overreaction?
I want to know more details about the purse.
Okay, I'll give you the details. And I also want to talk to the servers on the show, Pork Chop and Liv the Web Grill. They've been in a restaurant before. That's coming up next here on Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now. It is Joe Mackenzie. This is what we do called Song of the Day. And today, very fun. It's Halloween. So we're like, let's go with the best Halloween song. And I'm going to give you a brief recap of what everybody had because the voting has now closed. Myself, Joe, I went with a classic by Michael Jackson. It's called Thriller. Okay, Mackenzie, she also went with Michael Jackson's Thriller.
Yeah.
Liv the Web Girl, she as well went with Michael Jackson Thriller. And Producer Pork Chop, being Producer Pork Choppy, he also went with Michael Jackson's Thriller. Okay, so it's time to calculate. Producer Porkchop.
He's been laughing for like the last 10 minutes.
It's funny. I should have told you guys, but I don't know. I just like thought it was funny. Someone, what did someone tweet us, Liv?
You really dropped the ball on this one, Porkchop.
Sorry, I thought it was funny. Like,
I thought one of you guys would go with, like, Monster Mash. I thought somebody might go with Ghostbusters. I thought somebody would go with, like, This is Halloween.
This is Halloween. Or maybe this is just the way I'm rigging it because I wanted this song to
win. We all love the song and want to hear it.
I know. All right, well, here's the results, and we do have a clear-cut winner.
It must be Porkchop because he's laughing.
It's not like 25, 25, 25 or anything. All right. Coming in last place with 19% of the vote, Liv the Web Girl. Maybe people are voting on the cell. You know?
Maybe people are mad that I said that Michael Jackson's scary in real life.
Well,
sorry,
he's dead.
He is.
Rest in peace.
Oh, no. Yeah, he passed away.
I didn't know that. Ugh.
Coming in third place with 22% of the vote, Joe Pesh. Second and first place is separated by 7%. So second place with 25% of the vote, Mackenzie.
What the F?
When Porkchop gets the giggles, like, I can't stop laughing.
The big winner with 32% whopping percent of the vote. Is everyone today,
yay,
but I mean me
wins.
Really.
Yay.
Porkchop.
That just goes to show you how skewed the system is here.
Hey, I have no control against this.
I'm actually mad. Like, you're telling me if I was option A today, people scrolled past A to go to D? Like, think about that. People, if he had the number one, went past me, went past Mackenzie, went past Jon Snow, a.k.a. Liv, and then there's Porkchop with the very bottom.
We're getting so many mean tweets.
What are they saying?
Someone said, time warp ! You guys suck.
Oh,
No. No. Don't go with everybody. I picked Michael Jackson. If I would have known everybody had Michael Jackson, I would have went with a different song.
By the way, though, what current Halloween songs would you have chosen of, like, as of 2019, Halloween songs?
Halsey Graveyard. Do you not know the music?
Song. Billie Eilish, Bad Guy.
Yeah, I was going to say
is
Billie
Eilish. Is that a Halloween song?
No, it just sounds like it.
It just sounds spooky.
Yeah.
All right, well.
But I mean, that against, like, this is Halloween is pretty specific, is what
this
I'm saying.
This is your Song of the Day winner today, best Halloween song. And I guess we all win. It's Michael Jackson Thriller. If you guys want, we have like 50 seconds left till they start singing. So,
oh, wow.
How long is the song?
Oh, it's 6 minutes, so don't go anywhere. I mean, if you do want to go make yourself like something to eat.
I'm going to go make some coffee. I'm going to run to Starbucks and I'll be back.
Could you?
Yeah.
I would love a Bang energy drink.
They don't have those there.
Oh, well, okay.
Pumpkin spice latte.
Yeah, whatever happened to my pumpkin spice latte yesterday?
Hey, I had a friend, and he had a job that, like, they gave away free stuff sometimes. And he says the people that came to that event to get the free stuff.
He can't even talk.
The people in this
video.
I don't get
it. That's funny.
All right, well, here it is. It's okay?
I'm confused.
I'll explain more once the song starts.
All right, your Song of the Day winner today, best Halloween song, Michael Jackson Thriller. Okay, Porkchop. Wow, you could have been in that.
Congratulations.
That's
Song of the Day winner.
Song of the Day winner, Michael Jackson Thriller. Hey, thank you for all of your votes this morning. We appreciate it. Porkchop, I kind of want to stick on you for a second here.
Mm-hmm.
I heard you had an incident happen with your apartment. I heard
this?
You talking to somebody yesterday.
He was talking to me. That was like a private convo, Joe.
No, okay. I don't want to admit to the wrong thing, so I need you to be more specific.
Well, I don't know if it's a guy. I heard you on the phone with somebody yesterday. Like, you walked out of the studio.
Okay.
Oh, I thought he was telling me.
Did you get your power shut off?
I can explain.
Oh my God, Porkchop.
Okay, so let me explain. When I first signed up for my power, I had like good credit, so they did not need a security deposit.
Okay, that's nice.
But there was like 2 months in a row where I was a little late, so they're like, okay, we need a security deposit now. So for 4 months, they needed me to pay $50 in a row, $200 for the security deposit. And then all of a sudden on one of my bills on August 30th, it was like, hey, like if you don't pay your electric by today, there's a shutoff. Like, we're going to shut your power off. I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like, come on, for a day late. So I paid it on time. Fine. I paid it August 30th. I paid my electric again September 30th.
What on average is yours? Just curious.
Like 60, 70 bucks.
What?
Yeah, I don't use, I have a 2-bedroom apartment, but I don't use the heat or AC
much. I think that's expensive.
Oh, that's expensive.
Wait, what?
Mine no, 60 is not expensive.
No. My apartment, mine used to be $25 a month. That would be.
For energy? My bill is $160, $170.
Oh. Do you like, is your heat and AC always running? One
yeah.
or the other?
Well, she runs both. The heat off.
She runs both at the same time. She's like, it's kind of like a little bit of lemonade, a little bit of sweet tea, Arnold Palmer.
Too hot. But let me turn the AC on.
I was wondering if my bill was extreme because I feel like this is like, is that not normal?
No, I mean, that. I've had that happen before. Like okay. I've lived in cold temperature places, so I want the heat on a lot.
Right.
So yeah, it could get up to 160. But I've been very like conservative with my heat. Okay. And
it might
AC
depend lately. On like square footage, though, like how big your place is compared to his, or different stuff. Like I think our energy bill. I mean, I'll be honest. My wife handles all of our finances. She kind of takes care of stuff. But I know it's usually like in the 120 to 160. I bet it's up there. She's always like, turn off the lights. We don't got money for this.
So anyways, point of the story. Like I said, I paid it August 30th, September 30th. And then so yesterday, I'm like, oh, October 30th, let me pay my bill. So I open it and it's like, your bill is due October 28th. And if you don't pay it by the 28th, there's a shutoff notice.
It I'm seems like, very what? Extreme, right? I feel like it shouldn't be like, oh, if you're... like a month late, then they turn it off.
That is the case. But if you remember, I said that I was paying a security deposit.
Oh.
And while you're paying the security deposit, you can't be late.
Did you get home and your lights were off?
Well, I was here at the radio station at work when I opened the letter and I'm like, oh no, my boyfriend's at home. They're probably there like, shutting the power off. He's like, babe, what's wrong?
So Cody's like, poor chap.
It's so dark in here.
So, I'm cold and alone.
So I called to pay the bill and they were like, I am so sorry. Like the guy was just there and they just shut the power off.
No, because you have to pay a fee.
Yeah, like isn't it like $100 or $200 to get it back on?
Yeah, there's like a reactivation fee.
Did your food go bad and stuff?
No, it was all so quick. If I was like an hour earlier, I think I could have like saved it.
Aww. But, that's so sad.
That's only a pork chop thing that could happen. I remember when I was younger in radio and I was working like 2 jobs, kind of like you were, and I had like no money at all. And I actually forgot to pay my electric bill. Like, I'm way on top of stuff now, but I forgot to pay it. I had a little bit longer than you did, but yeah, they almost shut mine off. Like, the guy was there. I'm like, yeah?
Yeah.
And I'm like, no. And like, but for me, they took a card payment right there on the spot.
Oh, wow.
Like, they put it on my card, so that sucks.
You don't mess around. You know what you could do if that ever happens, though, Chops? Just be like, hey, boy, it's going to be a romantic candlelight night.
Hey, and guess what we're doing like tomorrow, too? Another candlelight dinner and candlelight breakfast. Your whole thing smells like
just
Bed Bath & Beyond.
Just make it work, honey.
Okay, Mackenzie, working hard this morning. What's coming up in the tea?
The photo Kim Kardashian is suing over. Plus, is Bill Murray working at P.F. Chang's?
All right, cool. The tea's coming up next here on Joe and Mackenzie. Group therapy. We try to help people out and figure out what we can do. Also, you help out, too, by calling in at 833-563-2539. I think Pork Chop's still trying, but Mackenzie, we're having a hard time getting a hold of Carrie, but maybe if she gets in, we can join her in the conversation. But what did she kind of reach out and message? Because we can maybe still help her even if we don't get her on.
And I feel her pain. Okay, here we go. It says, you guys, I've had it, and I need a non-biased opinion about my man. All right, this is the last straw. He's a homebody and never, like, ever wants to do anything fun. We're a young, hot couple, and I see so many cute couples posting pics together and never get to experience that. So, there's a Halloween party tonight. I got us a cute couple's outfit for it. I was so excited. We're supposed to go as Aladdin and Jasmine. that's cute.
Okay, yeah. Get a little magic carpet ride later.
Yes, hey. I love that. Get this. All of a sudden now, he doesn't feel like going and is all, like she must write like she talks, and is all, then in quotations, oh, just go without me, babe. No, ! We are in a huge fight and not speaking over this now. I love him. I could see doing life with him, but I'm totally fed up. I'm not going to spend the rest of my life at home watching TV shows. Life is for the living. Help.
Well, I mean, I get that. But at the same time, like this, honestly, it sounds like my wife Lindsay wrote this and said her name was Carrie.
Carrie.
Because I'm working on it, but I'm kind of the same way as the guy. I'm married. And did she say she was married or just dating this guy?
She said she could see herself doing life with him.
Okay,
so I think
okay.
They're probably dating.
So maybe not yet married, but I don't know how serious they are. I say you just go out and you have fun. And I don't know.
They're not speaking. I get it, though. I get it.
By the way, 833-563-2539. We definitely would love to hear from you. Maybe you went through this yourself for group therapy.
And if your man or your woman was like this, how did you get them to kind of do life with you, get up and do fun things? And Joe, I know you've been killing it lately. You said, I'm really proud of myself, in fact, for being a better husband. You went to a pumpkin patch, which
I'm
is not like
I'm going to say a word, and I need you to help replace it, but the word will still be thrown out there into the air. I would say the one thing that helped is nagging. But I'm not saying my wife's nagging me, but maybe the word's persistent? Yes.
Persistent.
Persistence. No, I don't know what it is. Just like when I've lost weight before, I don't know what magically clicked where I like really tried and wanted to do it. But I do, even when my wife asks me, I want to do these activities. But at the same time, part of me is like, ooh, I'm kind of a sloth. I like to stay in bed all weekend. But eventually, I'm just trying to do a little bit. It's just effort.
I get it.
But I don't know, though, and that's why I'm wondering if anybody else does know for group therapy, how do you make that happen? Because I think each person is individual. I mean, maybe the last thing is threatening to leave them, but be careful what you threaten because that might actually be done.
Right, and I get some people are homebodies, but I will say if they are just, in fact, dating, Carrie, this is only going to get worse when you get married. I'm just going to say, and you guys, if they have kids and other responsibilities, because like right now when you're dating, this is the fun time. This is when you're not saying you don't have fun when you get married, but I'm going to say life, you go through different stages. So like,
of course.
So right now, if you got to nip this in the bud and say, hey, these are my expectations. I really want to do this with you because this was an issue. And I get it. My ex was a big homebody, but it got to the point where I was just like, if he wouldn't come, like, all right, like I flew across the country by myself to a wedding.
Oh,
like,
so you did. So
he didn't want to go. I was like, all right, well, you know what? Then I just started going because I wanted to like go and experience these things or travel here or do this and that. And he had his reasons for not wanting to go, which I respect. But at the same time, it's like I want to experience these things and make memories.
Okay, 833-563-2539. Monica, thanks for calling in this morning to Joe McKenzie. We're trying to help out Carrie with group therapy. Her man just doesn't want to go out to the Halloween party tonight. What do you think?
I think that it's a kind of a red flag. I've been married to my husband for almost 6 years. We still have the same fight. We've even wasted concert tickets, $100 concert tickets, because he just bailed at
same.
The last minute.
Same. That happened to me, too.
Really? Hold on.
Irritating.
I sometimes don't want to go to, I'll be honest, I don't want to go to some events that my wife wants to go to. And that's just me being me. But I go. You're telling me that you care, sorry, Monica, your man, like, didn't go. What show did he not go to?
It was just recent. It was the Thomas Rhett concert.
No!
Yes. And So
I love Thomas Rhett. Girl, I would have gone with you.
I would have called you.
I would have loved
well,
that.
Well, now you got our number. Hey, thank you for calling in, Monica. We appreciate it. That blows my mind. So you're telling me your ex like
yes.
wouldn't go to a concert?
Yeah, like this is so silly. He loved New Edition, like growing up, like Candy, whatever. And so I was like, that's out of my route. But I was like, I'm going to get tickets because I try to do things like that. I got those tickets, like Head in the Heart, just random stuff. And no.
So did you go to those shows by yourself, or did you just not go to?
Yes and go.
Gosh, that sucks. All right, let's go to Tony real quick. 833-563-2539. Tony, you're on for group therapy. What'd you want to say?
Hey, good morning. Hey, I've been married over 20 years, and my wife, and I kind of had the same situation there. So I subconsciously, I made a decision, because I'm the homebody. I got to do something one out of every three. And it could be no, no, yes, no, yes, no. Yes, no, no. You know,
I love getting inside the mind of a man. This
the
is
rule
awesome.
Of threes. This is great, Tony.
Yeah, because if you say no too much, then she's gonna go and and you leave her open to find that other guy that'll fill that spot. So.
Tony, if you say no, 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 she's going to go, go, go. There you go. And thank you for calling in today to Joe and Mackenzie. I think that's what we needed to hear this morning.
One out of three rule. All right, Carrie, maybe try that. I hope she gets to dress up as Jasmine, especially if she's got the costumes.
Yeah, all right. Well, hey, thanks for your advice today. If you ever want to be in group therapy, all you got to do is call us, 833-563-2539, or you can slide into our DMs on Instagram. Make sure you follow us anyways. It's Joe and Mackenzie. So, gonna keep today rolling with some.
No!
What is the sound?
Dude, that's Thriller again, Joe. Are you like.
How many times have we played Thriller? I get it that it's Halloween, but seriously.
Did you. There's no way you did that by accident again.
No, I've just decided to play Thriller the rest of the show.
What do you mean?
Because it's a good song. Like, I guarantee you, people listening want to hear Thriller.
I don't believe you.
833-563-2539 if you're down with some Thriller.
This song is 6 minutes long.
Okay, well, you have time to go to the bathroom. You can go do your makeup.
I'll go to Starbucks and come back.
It's Joe and Mackenzie.
You turned evil.
On radio now. Hey, good.
If you play Thriller one more time.
What up, Cammie? What up, Cammie?
Do you like the Joe's Gone Rogue?
Hi, yo. Hi, Mackenzie. Hi, Liz.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Hey.
If y'all play Thriller one more time, it's going to be a problem, okay?
Why? Are you just tired of dancing to the song? You need a break?
No, I'm doing the whole routine right here in my living room.
Oh, you're
there
dancing!
You
go. Yes!
Cammie, you got to set up your phone so we can see your dance moves.
No, absolutely not, no. But I was just at Bites and Bottles. I won tickets for Bites and Bottles with Dustin.
Yes!
The other night.
Yes!
Yes, and we had a ball. Oh, my God. We
I
had
heard
so
you
much
guys.
Fun. It was totally awesome.
I heard you drank so much wine that they ran out.
Yeah, we heard about you, girl.
I was dancing on the table, doing the flip,
yes!
All kind of stuff.
Yes, mama.
Cammie, we love you so much. Thank you for calling.
Oh, I love you guys. Thank you so much
for answering
my call.
Oh, anytime. You call back. We got a special Cammie line set up just for her. Okay. Well, let's go to Brandon this morning. What's up, Brandon? You're on Joe Mackenzie.
How's it going, Joe? I just wanted to put in a song request.
Yes.
Okay.
Please.
Well, to be honest, usually, usually I don't have control. We have like a boss that controls the music, but I can try. What do you want to hear?
I'd like to hear Thriller, please.
No, dude, don't encourage his bad behavior.
Yes!
All right, Brandon, listen, no, guys, listen, if you don't know what radio is about, it's about serving your community and the listeners. Brandon, are you a listener?
Of course I am listening right now.
Do you live in this community?
I sure do.
Well, I need to serve your request.
Oh, my God.
If you
Thank
just
you very
started
much. It's
listening.
Our hometown boy. We got to play him all day.
Thank
there we
you
go.
So much. If you just started listening, how many times have we played Thriller this morning?
I think this is the fourth time.
Joe has gone rogue and lost all control, or just taken control.
Yeah, you know what, guys? We're going to play Thriller all day long here.
You don't have the cojones.
Oh, you don't think I will?
Dude, we'll get in trouble. You can't do that.
We're not going to get in trouble.
Yes, we are, dude.
How are we going to get in trouble for playing a Halloween?
Because you can't play the same song over and over and over and over again. People aren't going to listen.
Yeah, we do. We play like Lizzo every hour. It's the same thing. Hey, good morning. It is Joe and Mackenzie here on Radio Now. And if you haven't heard that song in a while, that was Michael Jackson, Thriller.
Hey, we're getting some social. Raina DM'd us and said, tell Joe we want Michael Jackson all day long. Maybe even throw in some PYT in there.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Okay. Got a lot of that, though. I think I'll probably stick to the Halloween Michael Jackson
If you've missed it, we have played Thriller back to back to back to back, and Joe won't stop.
And then I got a text message, too, from my aunt Rhonda, my ex's aunt.
Rhonda!
What up, Rhonda?
What up, Rhonda?
She said, I'm adding this part in, but she said, for the first time ever, tell Joe I support him playing Thriller all day long.
Oh, I'll take it. I will take it. So, I'm gonna keep on playing it today. I figure why not in honor of Halloween play a good classic Halloween song.
Real quick, there is a couple phone calls, but there's like an important phone call have to take. I have nothing to do with this.
So we have when we're in trouble, there's one phone line. It's at the bottom and it's lit up.
Yeah, that's the boss, man.
Oh, is this the boss?
Joe.
I'm out.
Joe.
What up, boss?
How many times have you played Thriller this morning?
Like two or three or four.
Okay, that's enough. You have a playlist that we need you to play. Stick to the playlist and continue with the show.
Can I just play it like one more time?
Joe, stick to the playlist, and we will see you. I'll be in about 20 minutes, and we'll talk then.
Oh, you
no,
in
hold
trouble.
On, hold on, boss.
You're in trouble.
Hold on.
I told you.
But you always told us we're supposed to serve the community, serve our listeners, and a lot of people today want to hear Thriller. Like, isn't that my job to give them what they want?
Joe, a lot of people may not want to hear Thriller. Maybe they want to hear Lizzo, Truth Hurts. Maybe try playing that.
Okay, well... Okay, here we
all
go.
Right, I will see you guys in a bit.
I told
right.
you it was Thank a bad you. Idea.
Thanks, boss.
Thanks, boss.
Bye.
Why men great so they gotta be great?
You know what? Is he gone? Okay, good. I'm not playing. I'm not going to play Lizzo right now. It's Halloween. I want to do that.
I have Tanya, no part of this.
Tanya, hey.
I'm not part of this.
You're on Joe McKenzie. What's up, Tanya?
Hi, good morning. Can we make Thriller the fit for the fifth time? Can we play it for the fifth time and sub out Lizzo every hour with Thriller?
Tanya?
Nice compromise. You're not in trouble. No HR issues. No playlist.
Tanya, do you work here?
Are you upstairs?
Tanya, just...
I am downstairs in human resources. No, I'm kidding. I'm joking.
You're like,
I'm joking.
Really?
I serve the community. So
Tanya, just
play Thriller every hour.
Tell me that I need to play Thriller and I'll have to do what you ask.
Yes, play Thriller again, number five.
Okay.
I guess it does kind of get me more in the Halloween mood.
It does. Thank you, Tanya.
Running out of the studio when our boss comes in.
Let's say good morning to Paul. Hey, Paul, you're on Joe McKenzie.
Hey, what's up? I know you just had the request for a number five Thriller. I'm going to go with number six. And I'm sorry, but your boss is wrong.
I agree.
It's Halloween. Let's do this.
Okay.
Marathon it.
Marathon
it. I just said your boss is wrong. It's request, right?
Yes. What you want to hear is what we're supposed to play. That's our job.
Exactly. So I request. No, I demand. Let's do it. Play it again.
All right. Here you go.
That's me laughing when Joe gets fired.
Oh, by the way, we got a tweet, I think, in here. I just saw him. I'll try to pull it up in 1 second here from Cody. She says, my five-year-old is crying because Joe is his favorite, and he thinks Joe is going to get fired for playing Thriller again.
Cody, we hate to say it. You're probably right, buddy.
Okay.
No, we're just kidding. Hopefully not.
Someone else on Twitter said, guess we better start the hashtag save Joe.
Yes.
All right. Hey, real quick. We do have to pause in the Thriller for a second.
For a section.
Sorry. I'm just distracted. I got a lot going on. We are going to pause for station identification. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.
WNOW FM HD1 Speedway W28 6CM. It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Rise and shine.
Let's go, come on. On Indy's Radio Now 100.9.
Let's get a couple of phone calls real quick. We got people calling in at 833-563-2539. Hey, Lauren, you're on Joe McKenzie. What's going on?
Hey, so in response to your boss, Joe, we listen every morning to hear the morning show, not to hear Lizzo 500 times. And no offense, Lizzo, we all love you, but after seeing the Astros lose the World Series to Walgreens last night, I think that we need more Thriller in our life.
Yes, Mama!
Oh, man. No, that was a tough one. But wait a minute. You said Lizzo. Hold on. Let me see what else he has scheduled here. Oh, what about some Post Malone Circles?
So we all have Apple Music if we want to listen to songs all day long.
Okay, hold on, though. What about Louis Capaldi, Someone You Love?
She's on your bandwagon.
That's scheduled. I just want to make sure she knows the options.
She actually just complimented us. I think she's saying she's listening because she likes to hear us talking, too.
Yay!
Yes, I never listened to the radio for, like, 3 years straight. Like, I listened to Pandora or Apple Music, and then I started listening to y'all, like, a year ago. So every morning I listen to the radio.
Oh, we love you, girl. You, happy Halloween.
You are the best. Thank you so much. All right. Let's see if anybody else agrees with any of that statement. Let's go to John. John, you're on Joe McKenzie.
Hey, morning, guys. What up?
What up,
what up?
You guys should keep playing Thriller
We hear, guess what's going to be playing tomorrow? Lizzo. Guess what's going to be playing tomorrow? Any other song that you play. This is an epic day for Halloween. You guys are doing it right, and the only ones doing it. So keep playing it.
All right. See, I'm getting confidence. John, you're the man. See, you, Porkchop, I love Porkchop. He is the biggest rule follower I've ever met in my life.
He's
like,
is.
Guys, you understand, like, we're supposed to play songs in a certain order at a certain time because the boss schedules that. Are you on my side? Trust me. What, you think they're really going to fire us? They're going to fire a morning show because they play Thriller.
Okay, they won't fire you.
We have done,
like,
way worse than play a Halloween
Pork
song.
Porkchop is totally going to throw you under the bus. You know this.
When we have meetings for getting in trouble, I'd rather save it for, like, you know, things that we actually get in trouble for. Like,
I will laugh if they write me up for playing Thriller. If that's on my permanent record, well, yes, Joe disobeyed the music log and played Thriller 6 times in a row.
Someone on the show showed up a little still intoxicated from their birthday, and they didn't get in trouble.
Yeah, poor chap.
So how could we get in trouble for, you know,
I'll do one
Thriller.
More call real quick. Amber, you are on Joe and McKenzie. What do you want to say?
I say play it again. We all want to hear it. It's Halloween. Like everybody else says, we hear Lizzo all the time. If you get fired, I'm sure they're going to lose fans, so they're not going to fire you guys.
Okay, cool. All well, right. Then, hey, for the 7th time this morning, here's a brand new artist called Michael Jackson. With Thriller, Amber, thank you
hey,
for
you
calling
guys, we
in.
Should make up a dance to this song.
Happy Halloween, guys.
You want to
happy
make up
Halloween,
a dance?
Amber.
Happy
yeah.
Halloween, Amber.
Yeah, this song really needs a dance,
I would
think.
Like to flail my arms, like, to the left, to the right, kind of like a monster.
Okay, but I want to kind of be stiff-legged, like I just came out of the
yeah,
grave
Yeah, like
or
a
something.
Zombie. Can Let's I get
wear,
it together.
Can I wear Liv's pumpkin head from yesterday?
Yes! Yes, you can. All right, here it is by request. You want to hear it? So, well, you get to. Our boss can just deal with it. It's Michael Jackson, Thriller. Ha. You guys okay? Yeah. You guys doing good? You having fun today? I hope you're having a wonderful Halloween. Oh, we should introduce ourselves. We're Joe and McKenzie here on Radio Now. If you want to follow us on Instagram and Twitter, I would recommend doing that. It is amazing because you can see us dancing to Thriller. It's Joe and McKenzie. Plus, you can find the whole show on there. Give everybody a follow today. It'd be a nice Halloween treat.
Yes, we would love that. Okay, I have a question. Is the boss here yet?
Well, before when he called on his cell phone. But yeah, and, like, he's here at the station.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
And then go lock the door.
Okay.
Go lock what? It.
He demanded
go,
Joe
go over
stop
there now and
playing
lock
Thriller.
It.
Well, he's on the phone and he's on his office line now.
Go lock.
You want me to lock the door?
Yeah,
what's
go
he
now.
Gonna do?
Hold on a sec. He's not gonna do it.
Oh my! Joe literally is locking the studio door.
What the?
Oh my gosh!
All right.
He locked it.
Is there a key?
I don't think I've ever seen this door locked.
No, it is kind of creepy.
There's no getting in or out.
No, but I've locked the door from the
if
inside.
If we're doing this, let's do it right. Can I turn the lights off?
No. Okay, so the door's locked. You're saying the boss is on the phone?
Make it look like we're not here. Yeah, he's on the phone.
Make us look like we're not here, even though we're talking.
Yeah, even hey. Though we're talking into microphones, so we're definitely yeah, not here.
Nobody's home. Hey, good morning, boss.
Yo, I asked you to stop playing Thriller like 20 minutes ago. I just heard it again. I'm in my office. Stop playing Thriller.
And I did explain to him why we
Porkchop,
need to...
Yeah. You are the producer. Tell him to stop playing Thriller. Stick to the songs that you are supposed to play.
Sheesh. I did explain to him, like, why we play the songs we need to play, when we play them, and why it's important. But so my hands are clean.
Look, stop playing Thriller, and I will see you guys after the show. Stop
Thriller. All right, we're playing Post Malone and Young Thug Goodbyes. See? Listen on your phone. Can you hear it?
I think he hung up.
Oh, wow. Well, he sounds kind of upset. All right, well, yeah, it's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. I'm not playing Post Malone. That door is locked.
Oh
no, Porkchop, listen. This is where you put your line in the sand. Are you on Team Joe McKenzie or are you a team company man?
I'm kind of like Switzerland. I'm in the middle.
If he gives me a raise to hit the buttons, then I'll go over there and play the song he
Joe's
wants me to
play. Joe's
definitely
taking the heat for this, although I am finding this very funny.
McKenzie. What's coming up in the tea?
Well, brand new spanking M&M for you. Plus, Amelia Clark reveals whose Starbucks cup that was that went viral on Game of Thrones set.
All right. Well, if you have not heard the song in a while, for the 8th time this morning, I present to you Michael Jackson's Thriller.
Yeah!
I'm cool with it.
You still got that door locked over there, Pork Chop?
Yes, I do, especially since you're playing a different song.
Yeah, Ghostbusters!
Yeah, you like this? I hear a little...
But I want to hear, this is Halloween, this is Halloween.
Well, I would, but we're getting a lot of requests today for Thriller, so...
It's insane. Everyone wants to hear Thriller.
All right. What the hell is that?
Oh, my
God. Hold on a second. Hold on.
Dude, that's our boss knocking. Uh-huh.
Because
door.
It's weird. So hold we have on. A lock on our studio door that we never use.
He's out in the hallway. Look at him. He's out in the hallway. Hold on a second. I written hotline. Hey, good morning, Joe McKenzie.
Joe.
He's wearing a Halloween
costume. Open the door.
How am I
not
supposed
funny.
To?
Open the door. I told you to stop playing Thriller. I am here now.
It's so funny. You're wearing a dark.
Stop playing
no, hold on.
Thriller.
For everybody
I
listening,
can't take you seriously.
We're live on Instagram right now. It's Joe and Mackenzie. No, look.
Open the
because,
door, Joe.
Hold on there, boss man. Because he's talking to us.
This is scary.
He has a Darth Vader mask on, and it sounds like he's kind of like.
Joe, we are going to have to leave this studio at some point. And great, now our boss is banging on the window now.
Joe, I can't believe
open
we have
the door.
Poor chap, put on the pumpkin head. Put it on. Go wave at him.
It's Halloween. Happy Halloween.
Funny, poor chap. Funny.
Oh, we got.
You're a part of this, man.
What'd he say?
He said the door, Joe.
He said you're a part of it.
This is so awkward and uncomfortable. I don't even know what to do.
Hold on a second.
I'm like hiding in my.
Hold on a second.
Sweatshirt.
Hey, boss man, hang on a second. I got a phone call real quick. Emily, hello. You're on Joe McKenzie.
Hi, Joe McKenzie.
Can you hear
hey,
our
boss.
Help? This is so awkward.
Can you hear our boss knocking on the door?
Yes,
did you hear that?
I can hear him.
Ah, I don't know what to do.
Use it as a supportive chant. I fully support this rebellion that's going on. I love Thriller. Like everybody else said before me, we hear all this new music every day. And if I can help with like a little change up, why don't we play Monster Mash? It's one of my favorites.
Well, hold on. You're on the phone with our boss. Ask our boss what he thinks about Monster Mash.
I can't make contact with him.
Emily.
Let Emily ask our boss. Okay. Go ahead, Emily. Ask him.
Hi, boss.
Yes. No, you cannot
Monster
hear
Mash?
Monster Mash. No, Emily, you cannot hear Monster Mash. We need to stick with the songs
no,
that we need
I
to play.
I think that we can, though. I think, you know, and my daughter, I just dropped her off at school 15 minutes late, waiting to hear that Joe survived. She wanted
well,
to give
he keeps
that
going the way he's going, he's probably not going to survive. So open the door.
No, you don't. Is that a death threat?
Are you threatening me? Are you threatening me?
This morning.
I know. This guy's Oscar the Grouch instead of Darth Vader
I'm
over here.
I'm sweating.
All right, Emily, thank you for calling in this morning. I'm going to put on a song. It's by Michael Jackson. It's called Thriller.
Awesome. I'm excited.
Don't do it, Joe.
He's so mad.
All right. Thanks. We'll talk to you later.
Oh, that was Emily in Houston, by the way.
Oh, what up, H-Town?
This is so weird.
Hey, come on, listen. The Astros had a good World Series. It was a tough loss to the Nationals. We need to have fun today. Eat a bunch of candy.
It might be our last day, so we should live it up.
I'm turning the lights off. I don't like that he can look in the window and
see
us.
Oh, like he's not going to be able to see anything? Okay. All right. It's Joan McKenzie on Radio Now. Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. Happy Halloween. So glad you are here with us this morning. If you're just tuning in, well, we're having some fun.
Boys and girls of every age, wouldn't you like to see something strange? Come with us and you will see. This our town of Halloween. This is Halloween. This is Halloween. Come and scream in the dead of night.
Come on, guys. It's Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Now, if you've missed any portion of the show earlier, let's break it down for what's been happening, Joseph.
Well, it is Halloween, and in honor of that, I thought, why not play Michael Jackson Thriller? Now, this, to be honest, did start because we did a song of the day, and actually all of us picked it, which I'm not going to slam Pork Chop, but his job is to make sure if there's a repeat song to let us know, but he was kind of busy yesterday.
That's
so.
Where this whole thing started. We all chose Michael Jackson's Thriller, and then Joe's like, you know what would be fun? Let's just play it as many times as we can.
Yeah, I mean, come on. It's fun. Yeah, I would hope you listen to the show mainly for us and then music second. But, so we've played it, I believe, 9 times. We're about to do our 10th time. Do you guys know, keep the door locked, by the way, do you know where our boss is gone? Because our boss man called in, and he wasn't happy at first because, obviously, he wants us to play music that's scheduled here. It's whole boring behind-the-scenes radio stuff. It's to get you to listen and stuff. But
so he's like, why have you guys stopped playing what I scheduled? Get back to the schedule.
And, yeah, well, now we played it 9 times, going on 10, and he was banging on the door. This is actually on our Instagram. You need to go follow us right now, Joe and Mackenzie.
I think it's because we said okay, and then he hung up. And then we just did what we wanted.
Yeah, support chat. The man with the plan. What's happening?
I don't know. Highly unprofessional, in my opinion, to bother the morning show while they're doing.
Oh, I was like, if this guy flips to that side.
No, I mean the boss for like banging on the door while we're doing a show.
I'm finally glad to hear you're on our side because you were like.
Well, I will officially be on our side if you, like, maybe mix it, maybe one other. I mean, at least you're playing this as Halloween.
I am. I'm mixing.
This town.
Okay.
You guys.
Then I'm on board. I'm on board.
I haven't seen him. I just went and filled up my water bottle, and he's not in his office. Where did he go?
Here's the thing. Don't drink the water. Because we have, like,
don't
at least.
Drink the water.
No. The show's not over. I want the door locked. So I don't want us to leave after this, okay?
Okay.
I don't want them coming in here. We'll deal with this after the show if we have to. But you know what? We have been getting a lot of requests, so I think maybe we should play Thriller by Michael Jackson.
Is there...
People are going insane on social media. They said that they're going to come to the station and cause a riot if anything happens to you. Someone suggested that we make Joe and Mackenzie t-shirts and have a flash mob dancing.
Yes! I'm into it.
People are saying we are absolutely making their day and that they're going to be listening to Thriller even when they go into work now.
Amazing.
Yeah, we had a teacher call in. I didn't want to give her name out of her school, but she's like, hey, this is kind of like preparing me for battle, going in with all the kids to school. Like it's getting me pumped up. So if you haven't heard it 9 other times for the 10th time today, it's Michael Jackson Thriller. We're Joe and Mackenzie. Follow us on Instagram right now, Joe and Mackenzie. You know what's really cool? Like, see how I control the music? I just pause Thriller. Don't worry, I'm going to keep it going.
It's coming back.
But here's the thing, especially because, like, there's people walking around our building right now, like, looking into our window that our boss is banging on earlier. So I am a little afraid right now. Just to support our cause, to show that people are listening, if you are safely in your car, maybe somebody else can do it, tag us, Joe and Mackenzie, on Instagram. Just a video of you enjoying the song in your car, maybe dancing to it at work or at school. It's Joe and Mackenzie. And actually tag the whole show. Tag myself, Joe. Tag Mackenzie. Tag Liv. Tag Porkchop. So everybody can see this, that we're just having a good time and nothing's wrong.
Joe.
There. What?
Just got an email. Hold on.
Tell me about it after the song, okay?
Okay.
Just hold on. We'll read the email
it's
next.
It's not good for you.
I'm not that worried about it. We'll be fine. Hey, it's Joe Mackenzie here on Radio Now. And happy Halloween, if nobody's told you. I'm glad we could at least tell you happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
We're not.
What?
Gonna...
What is wrong with you? You're acting really weird.
We're not. Mackenzie mentioned something a couple, 2 minutes ago.
Yeah, you guys gave me death stares. Like what?
Because I don't think we should talk about that.
Talk about what? I don't have it. What?
You didn't get it?
No, I don't have anything.
An email. But we're not.
We just got an email.
We're not talking about that on the air.
Hold on, though. Who was the email from? I don't have an email.
Yeah, you're on this email.
No, look. I'm not on it. Like, I don't see an email.
Should we read it?
Check my email box.
No. Like, no.
Hold on. I want to see what the email is that everybody else got that I didn't get. And also, too, I think there's some requests for Michael Jackson Thriller that we need to get to. So we'll do all that in about 7 minutes here. It's Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now. Hold on a second. I got to be a professional radio person. Oh, this will be a good one.
I put a spell on you.
Hmm.
And
and now you're mine.
You can't stop the things I do. I ain't lying.
No! No! Don't listen to them!
Been 300 years, right down to the day. Now the witch is back, and there's hell to pay. I put a spell on you.
Good joke. Happy Halloween. Thanks a lot. No, man, I'm serious.
Now you're mine.
Joe McKenzie. Happy Thursday. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Hello.
Kind of sucks. The weather's going to be kind of cold if you're in Houston, and if you're in Indianapolis and Indy. It's supposed to be raining, possible snow tonight.
I know. I can't even believe it. I'm going to take my little girl, Lucy. She's going to be a cheerleader. Her outfit is adorbs. But I'm supposed to, I got to take her out and about, and I'm like, dreading it. I think I'm going to follow she and her friends in my car with the seat heaters on and like hot chocolate.
It's actually colder in Houston right now. It's 40. And
it's
then
crazy
Indy,
it's everywhere. It's
45
so
here.
Nippy.
That's inside. Oh, sorry, you got me with nippy. That's insane. You can tell what distracts me easily. So what is this email? What's this email about? I don't see it, but my email's janky half the time.
Mackenzie, I don't think we should talk about Boston HR emails on the air.
So it's an email from our human resources department.
Yes, and I do not think we should talk about that on the air. Asking for trouble.
Is it from Greg?
It's like a line. It says one line. You just said his name. It says, Joe McKenzie Morning Show, attention, please report to the fourth floor conference room.
Yeah, it says Joe and McKenzie.
Immediately following the show. No, it says Joe and McKenzie Show. Show.
I don't understand why our HR person would be emailing us. I feel like that's something that would come from our actual
boss. That's when someone's like, I need to talk to you later, and it's going to be bad.
Okay, well, while we try to figure things out here, might as well take care of what you've been asking for this morning. For the 11th time, a Halloween tradition here on Joe McKenzie.
Or maybe they have anxiety now.
Maybe they've had a change of heart. They want to tell you good job.
Report immediately upstairs after the show.
We're
going to
promote
great.
You. We're going to put your show on all of our radio stations. Could you imagine that? Oh, gosh.
It was like period of worry.
You won't hear this on ZPL, so here it is. It's Michael Jackson, Thriller. Get ready for the laugh, everybody. Come on. Evil laugh time. Here we go. Nice. Hey, good morning. Hope you're having yourself a wonderful Halloween.
A ding, 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 ding.
Stop saying a big dig, ding, ding, ding.
No, I'm singing the song.
You're
big,
saying
ding,
a big,
ding, ding, ding.
No, you're saying like
this
ding, dong.
This is Halloween.
No, what are you talking
Happy
about?
Happy Halloween.
You're such a perv.
Not for very much longer.
The time warp, baby.
I've got to keep control.
We have no control now.
That's right. We got it, baby.
Doing the time warp.
Come on, come on.
Drinking.
Yeah.
Those moments when the blackness would hit me. Mm-hmm. And the void would be calling. Let's do the time warp again.
Good morning, Joe McKenzie. Thank you for calling in at 833-563-2539. Who is this?
This is Brittany.
Brittany, what did you want to say?
I have to say, I work until 3 o'clock in the morning, and I get up and I take my kids to school, and every morning we listen to your show.
Thank you.
And this is the first morning that I did not come home and go directly to sleep. I came home and I turned on 3 different phones with Radio Now playing live, and I had this, like, row, row your boat effect going on with Thriller.
Yes!
And me, the kid I babysit, and my youngest, and my cousin have been in my kitchen dancing since I got back from taking them to school.
Oh, I love it. I hope you
get
some sleep.
It's been a great Halloween start.
Oh, thank you. You're the absolute best. You have a great day, okay?
You too.
Hey, real quick, are you there? Oh, I should have asked you before. I was going to say, should I play it again? I could probably just assume that she wants to hear it again.
I think we all know the answer to that.
All right. Is this 11 or 12?
This is 12.
For the 12th time this morning here on Joe and McKenzie, I present to you Thriller by Michael Jackson. Enjoy! By the way, we're getting tons of great videos. You're DMing us, Joe McKenzie, but you have to tag us for us actually to share them with everybody. So tag us, Joe and McKenzie. You can tag me, Joe Pesh Radio, and McKenzie's McKenzie Roth.
I mean, we've just lost all control at this point. We're in trouble. We have to go directly upstairs after this.
I don't think we've lost control. I think we've made things right. All right, either way, enjoy
yourself. Let's just have some fun.
Yeah, that's what we're supposed to do. It's Halloween. Come on. Where's the candy? Dude, that was really good.
It wasn't me. That was the Wicked Witch of the West.
Liv, your laugh sounds the exact same.
I think my forced laugh just sounds like a normal
I'm
laugh.
Liv has a can't breathe laugh there. It's like, so it's like, it sounds painful. Like you're going to collapse a lung.
I think Pork Chop sounds like the Joker, like Joaquin Phoenix.
Like
Phoenix's.
The little, give us a little giggle chops.
Have you seen the new Joker? That is exactly what it sounds like.
Wait, ding, ding, I hear ding, something ding. Starting up again.
Oh, yes.
No. Oh my God.
Guys, this is lucky. This is like Taylor Swift would be doing this. This is Michael Jackson Thriller. We're doing it for the 13th time.
13th? That's an unlucky number,
it's
dude.
It's a curse.
You got to skip it.
No, we're not skipping it, dude. Embrace the fun. By the way, we're loving the videos. We're sharing your video. If you
yes.
tag us, Joe and McKenzie, you got to tag us on Instagram and don't have music in it from your IG story.
We want to share.
We want to share with everybody. It's Joe and McKenzie.
Joe, sing it with me. Ready?
What?
Hold on, wait. Ready?
Oh, no.
Right here. A ding, 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 ding. A ding, 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 ding,
They've
ding.
They've lost it.
A ding, ding, ding,
it's
ding, ding.
You gotta say a big.
I'm not gonna. Dude, I get it. You
ding,
like
ding,
guys.
Ding,
that's
ding.
Cool.
I'm not. Dude, it's the song. A big ding,
As if today
ding,
couldn't
ding.
Get any more awkward.
Wait, also, we have.
No, go ahead. You can talk over the song, whatever.
Say, we have Zane. He is the biggest fan ever. He's 10 years old, and he wanted us to give him a shout-out.
Yeah,
love you,
Zane. Love you. Happy Halloween.
No, I'm glad we're giving a shout-out next to Pork Chop saying a bing, ding, 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 ding.
It's that song.
All right. Hey, happy Halloween. It is Joe and McKenzie here on Radio Now. Hey, how's everybody doing?
A big ding, 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 ding.
A ring, ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding.
I'm actually, this is so crazy. I'm not even sick of Thriller. I thought I
I'm
surely would be, but.
I'm starting to like it, and I'm really sweaty because I've been dancing to it kind of behind the scenes here. So,
yeah, he even, oh my gosh, you guys, Joe ripped off his shirt and it was real. I can't, it's like he had a tearaway shirt. Like, I don't even know. He has a button-up shirt. He
it's
just ripped his shirt off.
It's moobage. Hey,
wow.
Normally around, you know, like coming up next around this time, we usually do group therapy on Thursday. But if you guys are cool, I've been getting a lot of people saying, hey, will you play Thriller?
What? That's random. They want to hear that song?
Yeah, so coming up next for the 14th time here, it's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. We will play Thriller, okay? Is that cool?
It's by that new artist.
You're crazy.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
All right,
cool.
We'll be right back. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. Yeah, happy Halloween. This, by the way, The Exorcist, one of the scariest movies still.
I can't watch
the
it.
The thing that gets me is the stairs when she goes like upside down the stairs. I'm like, oh gosh.
Wait, what movie?
The Exorcist.
Oh, good. I'm going to watch it tonight.
Really?
Wait, you've never seen it?
I might have. I don't remember. But I like watching scary movies on Halloween.
Ooh.
With my boyfriend cuddling under the blankets.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, if you're just tuning in, by the way, we have played, I think, is it 13 times or 14 times?
I lost count.
13 times we have played Michael Jackson's Thriller this morning because, well, that's what people want to hear. It's a good Halloween song. Did you just see? Our door's locked. Our boss is upset, and we are supposed to go to a meeting now after the show.
I feel like a hostage.
RHR.
Because...
Hey, don't say we. I'm not going.
Yeah. Like, no, it says the entire show is to report to the conference room directly after the show.
Okay.
Great. And we're locked in the studio.
Yeah, now you're
gonna
make
all in trouble.
Now you're going to make me do extra work to show why it was a good thing we did today.
Go to all of our social media. Joe and McKenzie on Instagram is all you need to show people. Look how many people have tagged us in videos today of them singing along, having a good time with Thriller. Liv, don't we have like tons and tons that I've seen you resharing?
Oh my gosh, our Instagram, our Twitter, our Facebook, everything is blowing up.
I think it's because they think you're like being defiant. You know, I'm not trying.
Listen, I'm not a chicken, but I'm not, just for the record, I'm not trying to be defiant. I'm not trying to cause an issue. It's Halloween. What's wrong with changing up the music for a day?
I will say this, Joe. When I was younger, I feel like there was more Halloween spirit. Like, I feel like more people dressed up, more people went trick or treating, more people decorated their houses with scary things. And I feel like nowadays people just don't do that much anymore. So I will commend you for bringing back the Halloween spirit.
I'm the modern day Michael Myers, you know, like how Robin Hood.
Who says that, Michael Myers?
I don't know, but like, he's a scary dude and he does things. So I'm going to bring back the fun in Halloween.
I'm going to stand by you because I actually think this has been so much fun.
I appreciate that.
And I've got Kahuna, so I'm with you. I'm not going to throw you under the bus. I think it's been a great show.
Now,
really
something bad did happen. You're like a TV spokesman, a woman for Andy Moore and all that stuff. Do you think they'd have like a guy, like I could be in the background and get some side money?
Yeah,
just like if I needed a second line of work.
Maybe.
I'd be like, but wait, there's more.
Are you saying this because you're about to play Thriller again? I hear the intro.
Yeah, this is the 14th time this morning here on Radio Now that we have played Thriller. Oh, don't worry. I think we'll get to at least 20 today. That's my goal. If you are listening to this, if you're enjoying this, maybe you're hating it, I don't care. Either way, tag us on Instagram on your story so we can share it with everybody. It's Joe and Mackenzie. You gotta tag us.
A big ding ding ding. Hey!
Just, you're saying the song wrong. Enjoy. Hey, somebody open the door? Oh no!
It's we can't open the door.
It's just another song of us playing Thriller. What is this, 15 times?
I was saying we can't open the door because you've locked it so the boss can't get in here because he's mad.
I hope today you're enjoying the show because that's all we try to do every single day here on Joe Mackenzie is have fun. And what is funner than hearing Thriller by Michael Jackson?
82 times.
Yes, 175 times.
You're over their chops like... Poor Chop looks so nervous still.
A big ding, 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 ding.
Here it comes. Chops, go.
A big ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, that's it? You're not going to keep it going?
A big ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
A big ding, 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 ding.
Gimme, gimme.
A big ding, 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 ding.
I like it.
You guys are sick.
The kids are at school.
It's Joe Mackenzie here on Radio Now 100.9. Well, we are almost done with today's show. I just want to say one of the funner shows I've ever got to have in my radio career. It's been really, really fun.
Yes, and I've switched teams. I was scared. I was like, what are we doing? And now I'm on board.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
This has been fun. Happy Halloween!
So, what do you guys got going on for the rest of your day today?
Oh, is today Thursday?
Yes.
Family Feud trivia at the Britain Tavern in Fishers. I'm going there. All my friends are going to be there. I'm bringing the boyfriend. And, it should be fun.
All right, well, that sounds cool.
Yes.
Liv the Web Girl, what do you got going on today?
I have my second job today, so I will be there at Cycle Bar, but we're doing a costume contest, like, all day, so I'm going to be dressed up in costume riding on the bike.
Ooh, that's going to be so much fun.
And what do they call it, like, riding saddle or something, or
well,
out of the saddle?
Well, like, you're in the saddle or you're, like, out of the saddle.
So it's like you're on a real horse.
The best is out of the saddle, because you're kind of up.
Yeah.
You're not sitting.
Now, Mackenzie, what do you got going on today?
Well, I'm going to be taking my little Lulu trick-or-treating, which is crazy, because I usually like to man the door and give out candy, but not this year. The weather's crappy, and I'm going to be out in it with she and her girlfriend. She's going to be an awesome little cheerleader, and we're going to be trick-or-treating. I will say the city of Muncie has pushed trick-or-treating to Friday because of bad weather. Otherwise, Carmel's trick-or-treating hours are like 5 to 8. Anderson, 5:30 to 8:30. Let's see. We have... I'm going to give you like a few more. Greenwood, 6 to 8:30 p.m. So they vary. Indianapolis, 6 to 8 p.m.
Why do we have time limits? Like our cops going to... Hey, kid, against the wall, it's 8:01.
Westfield, 5 to 8 p.m. So just make sure and check your local, you know, trick-or-treating times because they vary. I know. It's like inevitable. Then it's you think it's done. And then those teenagers that aren't dressed up.
Hey, yo, where's your candy at?
Oh, yeah.
Where's that candy at? I want some of that. Well, okay. I am trying to figure out what I'm doing today. I don't know. We're going to go to this meeting we have in a few minutes.
Oh,
so
I forgot about that.
I'll handle that, and that'll be interesting to see what happens on the show.
You don't have any Halloween plans?
You're not going to give out candy?
No, no, no.
Come to the Britain Tavern, Family Feud Trivia.
You can take Lulu and her girlfriends trick-or-treating.
If they'll share their candy with me.
And then I'll stand at the door so I don't have to be out in the weather.
I'll do a trade like, all right, I'll give you 5 Reese's peanut butter cups for 1 hand sanitizer. You want that deal? No, actually, my wife Lindsay tonight will be doing the candy passing out, so I'll be hanging out. I'll probably go to bed early. Like, I'll try to be in bed by 8 o'clock just because, you know, it's been a long week. We had a lot going on, so... And today kind of worked me hard, all the Thriller we've been playing.
Oh, man. It's like we can't get enough, baby. Happy Halloween.
So what is it, 16 times we got in today?
Well, if this one counts, then yeah, I think 16.
But we got to prepare what we're going to say in this meeting.
I'm not going to the meeting.
There's nothing to say in a meeting if they ask why did we play that.
16 times.
Only thing like that they could legit be upset about is that I locked the door and it's still locked.
And that when our boss tried to get in, we wouldn't let him in?
Yeah.
It's like the time you took the thermostat off the wall.
Listen, I like to think that I've calmed down in the past couple of weeks, and I've gotten better with my coping skills.
I think it's because I entered your life.
It did. Definitely a calming effect compared to what I've had in my life.
And
it's
like,
just
like the time you wrote that email that said, hey, homo, but you meant to say homie. Dude, this could be your third HR strike.
Who did you write that to?
I said, hey, homo, instead of hey, homie. I meant hey, homie, but I don't know why. We were doing something. I don't know.
I heard about that.
Anyways, have a wonderful Halloween. Be safe out there tonight when you're driving around too. Watch out for kids trick-or-treating when they cross the street. Just be super slow. Kids, have fun. Share all your candy with me, and I guess that's it. So for myself, Joe, Mackenzie, Live the Web Girl, and producer Pork Chop, let's say goodbye.
Bye.